What a difference a year makes. The Eagles opened 2017 with a 27-13 win on January 1st. Unfortunately, it was a so-what win for the 7-9 Eagles against the Cowboys team that had everything locked up. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the 13-2 top-seeded Eagles meet a Dallas team whose season ends on this final day of the year. Mike, as I said a moment ago, what a difference a year makes. On a fourth down and short, it goes to Ezekiel Elliott, and he loses a yard. Eagles all over him, and they take over on downs. He is going, and it is picked off. He faked to Clement. Everybody bit, and then he threw downfield that was picked off. Prescott takes the snap. He fakes. He steps up. He's hit. He's sacked. He's hit by Stephen Means. Sudfeld back. He's looking. He's looking. He starts to run, and he's running for a first down. He's at the 30. He's at the 35. He's at the 40. He's at the 44.
That's the other element that he brings.
Ball at the Eagles 20. Prescott back. Prescott fires. Complete. Touchdown. And the game is over, and it has not been a scoring circus. Final score, Dallas 6, the Eagles nothing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction from Lincoln Financial Field on New Year's Eve. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. The Eagles ending the regular season with a 6-0 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles ending the regular season now at 13-3 and 7-1 at Lincoln Financial Field. Head coach Doug Peterson playing the starting offense for the first quarter. Not a productive first quarter for the Eagles, but there are some asterisks in there. First time the Eagles had the football on the opening kickoff, Nick Foles got something going with this offense, moving the football into Cowboys territory. The Eagles accumulating two first downs on that drive, and on a 3rd-and-7 pass, Foles went down the middle to Torrey Smith, open on the play. Smith dropped the football. Would have been a big play for the Eagles. Instead, it was 4th-and-7. Foles throwing incomplete to Smith on 4th down. On the second possession, the Eagles went 3 and out. On the 3rd possession, they had 1 first down. And then the 4th possession, 2 offensive penalties killing the drive. Foles in the game, 4 of 11, just 39 yards. As we begin our Eagles Live podcast instant reaction, we begin with the starting quarterback heading into the playoffs, Nick Foles, who said he is very confident the Eagles will work out all the kinks in the next 2 weeks.
You know, I think just going through another week of prep and then just getting ready for a game and going into a game, that's always just a great experience, because when you don't get to go through that for several weeks on hand, you know, it's harder to get acclimated to again. So going through that this week, and then I thought coming out in our first drive, we were able to get a couple things going. Obviously, as a whole, it's not exactly what we wanted, but there's a lot to build on, and I'm confident that we will build on it. I say it's just different. To me, it's a different climate, and it's something that, you know, we're going to continue as it gets colder in Philadelphia, be able to practice in it and be outdoors in it and do more of that. So we're going to be able to get more used to it, and that's a great thing. And then playing these last 2 games at home in a cold environment does nothing but benefit us, just because the weather's gotten more cold the last couple weeks. So we're still getting used to it, but I mean, it's no reason. I mean, it is a huge advantage to us. Teams coming up here don't want to play in this. Being inside the chains on 1st and 2nd down does help a lot on, you know, 3rd down. When it's 3rd and shorter and 3rd and manageable, it's a lot easier to execute. But still, when we're in 3rd and long, we have to execute. But that is, you know, a point of emphasis the last couple of weeks. We need to do a better job. I need to do a better job finding completions. You know, we need to do a better job staying inside the chains, because that'll help us out on 3rd down.
The defense really stepped up in this one for the Eagles, even though it was a 6-0 loss. Dallas unable to do much of anything offensively, just 301 yards as they played their starters. Dak Prescott going the entire game, just 17 of 30, 179 yards. Ezekiel Elliott, 27 carries, 103 yards. A struggle offensively for both teams in the bitter cold Lincoln Financial Field. Head coach Doug Peterson after the game said, tough to lose it, but no injuries were accrued, and the Eagles now turn their sights to the postseason.
You know, it's tough. Am I concerned? I'm not concerned. I've still got a lot of confidence in our offense. Again, it's not one person, one guy. There's enough to go around. You know, and it's tough in this situation where you know you're kind of maybe only going to get a quarter, maybe a couple series, and you're coming out, but still got a lot of confidence in the guys. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we did have the one drive. The thing that you can't do is you can't have penalties. I mean, and those are things that killed us pretty much all day. And we had a huge drop on a 3rd down that would have kept the drive alive. So, you know, outside of that, I thought we were moving the ball pretty well. It's hard. I mean, the winds were howling, the winds were swirling on the field today. I mean, it's difficult when we were heading towards the north end zone that, you know, it was difficult to really a tight spiral. Well, you know, you've seen it now 2 weeks in a row with all the quarterbacks. Going the other way, it was a little bit different coming back towards this end of the field. But, you know, that's just, this is why I practice in the stadium. This is why I do the things I do from a practice standpoint to get our guys prepared for conditions like this, because now we get into the postseason, you know, everybody's got to roll through here. So it's got to be to our advantage.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. A couple of good individual stories for the Eagles in this one. Nate Sudfeld, backup quarterback, replacing Foles after the first quarter, completing 19 of 23 passes, 134 yards. He was sacked three times. He also had a run of 22 yards. That was the Eagles' longest gain on a day where they gained just 70 yards rushing. Sudfeld after the game saying, ultimately, the disappointment was that the Eagles lost.
Yeah, disappointed that we weren't able to find the end zone, get points, and disappointed that we came out without getting the win. So yeah, disappointed, but at the same time, we're really excited about the opportunity in front of us, and we're going to take it one day at a time and try to be prepared when we're out there again.
How do you think you played?
Thought I played okay. Thought decently efficient, but just wish I could have made some more big plays.
I heard you talking, the adjustment from preseason tempo to regular season, nothing that was too dramatic for you?
Not too dramatic. I mean, obviously those are first class, you know, world-class players, but at the same time, I mean, I think it's more similar than different playing in the preseason than it is, you know, playing in the regular season, because like I said before, I mean, guys in the preseason are playing to play football. They're trying to make a team, and so guys play really hard, but at the same time, you're playing against the best of the best. So overall, I thought it was a pretty seamless transition in that sense, but yeah, disappointed we weren't able to win.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
And cornerback Sidney Jones, the team's second-round draft pick last spring, after 9.5 months of rehab, recovering from a torn Achilles tendon suffered prior to last spring's draft. He was activated on Saturday to the 53-man roster, and on Sunday, a very good story. Sidney Jones making his NFL debut, played for the second and third quarters before cramping, played well, was thrilled to be on the field. I had a chance to go one-on-one with Sidney Jones, a very happy young man, after the game. Sidney, what did today mean to you?
It meant everything. It's a blessing itself. It's been exactly a year since I played my last college football game, and now I'm in the NFL playing my first NFL game. It's a blessing. It's been a long road, long journey. It's amazing.
When you were officially activated yesterday, did you spend a lot of time kind of reflecting on the year that has been and all the work you put into getting to this point?
Definitely reflected. Just the thought of being activated and being in the game plan and everything. So I couldn't even describe the feeling of, you know, being activated, knowing I was going to play. Nerves, anxiousness, and everything. So it was good nerves, though.
And when you stepped on the field, what was the tempo like?
Tempo was everything I expected. We practiced hard, so it was everything we did in practice. A little bit of coldness out there, so that was that, but it was good overall.
How'd you play?
I did all right for my first game, I think. Had a good little tackle. Missed one. I feel like I did good, though.
Does it give you that taste like, man, I just can't wait to get back out there again?
Definitely, definitely. Week in, week out, can't wait to get back on the field. It was a fun experience, and I'm grateful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks to you for taking your time to listen each week. We'll be back next week with more as we look back at the 2017 season. The Eagles securing the first seed in the postseason. 13-3 record. A lot of great things happening this year. And it's not done yet. More to get to here in this 2017 season as the playoffs begin in 2 weeks for the Eagles. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks so much for joining. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, and fly, Eagles, fly.